We're in Simen Shin Chav Dalid. We're up to Siv Tes. We'll be doing from Tes through Tes Vav. Ein Ov Sinnes HaGamel. You're not allowed to force feed the camel. Dahainu Shemachila B'yodo Kol Kach, that you feed it so much by hand. Ad Shemarchivim B'nei Me'eho Ke'evus, that until you turn its stomach into that feeding trough where the animals eat from. In other words, you make it very, that's why it's called Ov Sin. V'lo Dorsin. To push something into its throat to the point of no return. Aval malitin. Whereas you're allowed to give him lots of food if he has the opportunity to spit it out if he wants to. Eim amirines ha-golim. The same thing, you're not allowed to force feed the calves. Aval malitin, but you're allowed to be malit. Eza hamra lamakam sheni yachol la'atza. Hamra is once again where it is the point of no return. Halata lamakam sheyichol laza. Halata is where it could be retrieved. The animal could spit it up. Hagav v'din tarnegolim v'avozim k'din ha-golim. And what's the reason that you cannot put it to a point of no return? Because of tirchi yaseira. Now all of this feeding is if you're not moving the animal, because remember the animal is mukta. Sifyud mutalit machal b'fiim shel tarnegolim. You're allowed to put food in the mouths of chickens. This and that is b'makam sheyichol laza. So what we said before. The question is, exactly what the Ramah in the previous Sif said din tarnegolim v'avozim k'din ha-golim. L'maisa, that's what the Mechaber is saying over here. Now, in a case of animals that have become accustomed to being force-fed l'makom sheni yachol achzer all the way inside, and they can't eat, they don't eat anymore. The only way they ever eat is when they're force-fed like that. So you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Mishtabur is only matur by way of a non-Jew, and even there, just once a day. Whereas, if there's no non-Jew around, then you're allowed to al yidei Yisrael because of Tzar Balechayim. The Mishtabur brings down that even when you must do al yidei Yisrael, you're better off al yidei Katan. And then he brings in El Yerabah, who's Machmir. Then the Bir Halacha points out that force-feeding animals is not a good idea anyway. You can easily make them treifus. The Poskim are not that excited about force-fed, about being machshir force-fed animals. Okay, further, Sifyut Aleph. You're not allowed to put water or food in front of bees. Also not in front of the different pigeons. Also not in front of a chazir. The rule is that the kinds of birds or flies that run around and bring their own food don't need your help. Chazal, we're not matur, you being matriach yourself on Shabbos to feed them. Whereas an animal that does rely on you, you're allowed to feed. So for example, a dog, the Bir Halacha brings down that it's got to be your dog, so it's your achrayas. Well, he brings that down, but l'maisi, he argues with it. He says that once it becomes privately owned by a Jew, it's his responsibility, and another Jew can feed him too. The Mishtabur says that you should not feed the birds on Shabbos Shira, because it's not for you to feed them, they're not reliant on you. And therefore, it's a tirchi yisera. Sif yud beis mutar lahachal tolas ha-meshi. You're allowed to feed the silkworm, but you cannot carry it. It's still mukta. Yud gimel maimed adam behemto agabe asav mechubarim. You're allowed to put your cow on grass. V'lo chashinin shemi yitloshem. We're not afraid that you're going to pull off the grass. Further, so why aren't we afraid that you're actually going to cut the grass? Because it's an iser chomer. We're not afraid that you're going to be over on that on Shabbos. Avalo agabe mukta. But let's say you have muktzah sitting there, that's usur, because we're afraid that muktzah is kal to people. So for example, the lawn was mowed on Shabbos itself, so there you're not allowed to use it. That would be considered muktzah. So there you're not allowed to, because we're afraid that you'll actually feed it muktzah. V'chashin en shemiyit en lamimeno biyadayim. V'davka lamid al gabav mamash. Avalamud b'faneo binyin shlotuch al atas al derech sham mutter. To direct the animal there is mutter. You're not allowed to mamash place it on it. How about the animal himself? Why is the animal allowed to eat grass? Whatever happened to Shvisas Behemtos? So the Mishabur brings down because it says Laman Yonuach. The purpose of Shabbos is that he should rest and not that you should torture your animal and not have him eat. Sif Yudalid. Notlin Michael Melefne Chamor Venos Melefne Shor. You're allowed to take food from in front of a donkey and give it to an ox. Avalei Notlin Melefne Shor Lit Melefne Chamor. But not from an ox to a donkey. Neshenimas Berirei Hashor. Because there are all kinds of liquids that come out of the mouth and nose of a cow that end up making it something that the donkey doesn't enjoy eating. Another shor would eat it, but not a donkey. Vein roi od la chamor. It's not roi for a chamor. Hagov yesh machbirim gam kein b'sharmi mina behemis litn lifnei achas v'litn lifnei acheres she'ino mina. There are those who are machmir just from one animal to another, one kind of an animal to another, that you shouldn't do it. And that is because we're choshish for some kind of rear, something that animals will secrete that another animal won't like. Tesvav. Asur ligrof ha'evos lifnei shor. You're not allowed to sweep out the avos that they eat from, to clean it. Afila avos shall kli, even if it's made of a keli. Gzera otu karka, as a gzera otu the ground. Da'asir la'shvuya gumis, because if you sweep the ground, you may smooth it out as well. Vasir gamkein l'salika tevem ulfonav l'tstadin. You could also not move away the straw to the side that it shouldn't get ruined, because probably some of it is already muktzah, and you're not allowed to move the muktzah.